Welcome to the Jennings Wire Online Magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with top authors and experts. My name is Stacey Emerald Kaufman. I'm the radio director of Annie Jennings PR, the national firm behind the online feature magazine sensation, JenningsWire.com, a special community of bloggers and podcasters that is capturing the heart of America. There's nothing like it on the web, and we invite you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover the blogger that is just right for you. And joining us today is Liz Dahl, founder of Boomer Travel Patrol, a travel resource site for baby boomers, complete with tips, destinations, and suggestions for all of your travel needs. Welcome, Liz.
Well, thanks, Stacey. I'm happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
Well, it's our pleasure. And when we were off the air, you were telling me an incredible story of how your love for travel, or just how you began traveling, and of course, have continued to do so to this day.
I do have an interesting background. I came on to America on a cargo ship from Germany with my parents. I was a little more than a year old, and my father had been in a concentration camp, and I was born in a displaced persons camp in Germany. And we came to America on a cargo ship, and I think the love of travel started very early in my lifetime.
Wow, that's an amazing story. And so you've created this website, the BoomerTravelPatrol.com, and resource for people 50-plus boomers. I mean, is that what you would qualify boomers
yes.
as?
The real definition of a boomer is someone born between the years of 1946 and 1964. If you were born between those years, you are technically a boomer. And we say that we have we offer travel views from the fun side of 50. And the reason I say fun side of 50, because, you know, you have a PR firm. You also deal with a lot of ad agencies. The coveted demographic for an ad agency is 18 to 49. So that means once you turn 50, you just fall off the planet. And
right.
I mean, seriously, the aha moment that I had, Stacey, was for my 50th birthday. I was so excited to turn 50. I thought it was a great thing. So I threw a party in the Bahamas. And
wow.
My mom and dad and all of my close friends, we all went to the Bahamas. And my gift to them on the day of my birthday was to go swimming with the dolphins, which we did. And it was just, I mean, I came home. I was on such a high. And I collected my mail, and right there were two things, an invitation to join AARP, which nothing wrong with that organization. I have nothing against it, but, you know, you just came off this really exciting trip. And then an ad for hearing aids.
Right. So wait a second. I've been swimming with dolphins, and now I'm losing my hearing and need AARP?
Exactly.
Right. So,
and
literally,
I cannot tell you how that struck me. And again, this is not, you know, anything against the organization, but it was a moment that really struck me. So I realized that if I felt this way, other people must be feeling the same way. Because, you know, we are this generation that are 50 plus are different from previous generations that were 50 plus, you know, they were more active and social, and, you know, it's just a whole different thing. So it translated as well into travel because, again, going back to that coveted 18 to 49 demographic, the things that they were advertising to my generation of baby boomers were cruises and bus tours. And again, nothing wrong with either one of those modes of transportation and travel, and they're still wonderful and they're good. But there's more out there. And as I was booking some trips for people, I was finding that people were coming to me of my age group, and when I was telling them about these culinary tours and all these other things that were available, they were so shocked because they weren't being addressed. They weren't selling this to us. And that's what made me start the Boomer Travel Patrol.
Well, I'll tell you what, Liz. I mean, like I told you, the site is gorgeous. It's so many wonderful resources here. Let's talk a little bit about some tips for boomers. When they decide, okay, I'm going to go and plan a trip, what are some things that they should keep in mind specifically, different kind of luxuries that maybe they should be looking for that they aren't being marketed to with?
Well, and they will find this on my site because you will see that we have a whole patrol. And so I have everything from sports patrol, hotel patrol, off the beaten path, RV, pet, food, tour, luxury, air. The boomers have never been one to be labeled as anything. So we want them to think outside the box and look for things, places where they cater to all types, not just honeymooners, not just, because there are destinations that are specific. And so when you check into a hotel, you want to be sure, you want a little more luxury. They have things like glamping, which is glamorous camping. I'm sure, have you heard of that, Stacey?
I have, yes.
Yeah. so I think we've earned the right to, if we want to be in a tent at this age, that you can have a tent butler attending to you, and you can have, all kinds of amenities there at your beck and call. There are just so many different things to consider, and mainly to know that there are choices, that we're not just cruisers, we're not just bus tour people, that we want choices. And look to sites like this, like mine, that offer you all of those ideas. So everyone on the patrol, Stacey, is a baby boomer. That's the definition. If you're on my patrol, you have to be born between 1946 and 1964. So you are getting the perspective of someone in your age group, and we all have different ideas. Our sports patrol, Mark, lives in England. He's a sports writer for a lot of journals in England. I'm hotel patrol. I've had a travel agency, a PR firm, et cetera, and I still book travel just to keep myself current. Mike, our off-the-beaten-path, is a retired school teacher and principal, pardon me. His wife is a retired school teacher. He's a retired principal. And they travel and find all these crazy little places that, you may not hear about. Blondie, who is food patrol, she's a food blogger and lives in Sacramento, California. And we have pet patrol. Hello. A lot of boomers end up being empty nesters, and what do? They end up with a dog or a cat.
Right, and you want to take your dog with you.
Exactly. So we have Susie. Susie is my business partner, Don's miniature Australian shepherd, and he is her voice, and he is a boomer. And we talk about traveling with your pet. And then we have RV patrol. So a lot of boomers have RVs. So Richie is our RV patrol, and Richie is a girl. Luxury patrol is Catherine. Catherine lives in New York City. She's originally from England. She's a society publicist. She handles people like Ivana Trump and Sophia Loren. So she, of course, talks about luxury. My air patrol, Diane, she currently is an international flight attendant with a major airline. So she's air patrol and giving us. So these people come from various parts of the country and the world, and they're all boomers, and they give you their perspective in those categories.
It sounds like you have all the bases covered, Liz, really.
Well, we don't. That's why we have guest patrol. So anyone who is listening and is a boomer and wants to give a perspective on something we're not covering, we have guest patrol, and we have different people that write about other things. Like we have somebody that does motorcycle riding, because you can't have 100 patrol members. It would be too crazy.
Right. So, well, that makes sense, and it keeps it fresh and engaging for people. They could say, hey, well, who's the guest patrol now? What are they talking about here? So I would love to encourage all of our listeners, if you want to learn more about Liz Dahl, of course, Boomer Travel Patrol, and all the secrets that you could discover on her site, do so. Here's the site, is www.boomertravelpatrol.com. So Liz, thank you so much for coming on and showing us all of these wonderful things.
Thank you, Stacey. I really enjoyed it.
And this podcast is presented by Annie Jennings of the national publicity firm, Annie Jennings PR, and the creator of JenningsWire Online Magazine. JenningsWire is capturing the heart of America with its rich community of talented, insightful, and relevant bloggers and podcasters. So please visit JenningsWire.com and discover the blogger that's just right for you. Till next time.